Our news stories for part two begin with a fair dinkum battle to protect native wildlife from an Aussie invader. Conservationists have recruited volunteers and landowners in a battle to protect Norfolk's aquatic wildlife from an invasive pondweed. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust has launched a two-year project to crack down on Crassula hemsi, also known as Australian swamp stonecrop. The non-native plant spreads quickly, covering whole ponds in a dense mat, which lowers oxygen levels and prevents other plants from growing. And this threatens habitats and food sources of native pond-loving plants and animals, including frogs, newts and dragonflies. The NWT says Crassula is notoriously difficult to eradicate, but painstaking work has succeeded in removing it from the NWT reserve at Thompson Common between Watton and Thetford. Now it aims to share this knowledge with volunteers and landowners to eliminate this threat from two wildlife-rich sites in South Norfolk, including the Ursham Estate, which hosted a training day this week. NWT Wilder Landscapes advisor Ben Newton said, "We've picked sites where there are a large number of high-value biodiversity ponds and a small number of ponds with Crassula. So there's a big gain to be had from eliminating Crassula and stopping its spread to the other ponds."
The resignation of Norfolk's most senior health boss is expected to pave the way for a cross-county NHS merger with Suffolk and parts of Essex. Tracy Beakley quit her role as chief executive of the NHS Norfolk and Waveney, the region's integrated care board, last Thursday on the 1st of May. She'd been replaced in the interim by Ed Garrett, who is the equivalent role at the NHS Suffolk and North Essex ICB, while Will Pope, the organisation's chairman, succeeds Patricia Hewitt in the Norfolk role too. The development comes with the government having ordered the abolition of the NHS England and demanded that the ICBs nationwide to cut their costs in half. And the departing Mrs. Beakley said that it would be safely assumed this will lead to a merger between the two ICBs, which are responsible for commissioning health services in the respective regions. She said she had reached her decision to leave over the last 6 weeks, but the demanded cuts and the NHS changes had sped up the process.
A new care home is set to open on the outskirts of Norwich later this year. Black Swan Care Group has announced that it will be opening a care home in Taverham to support up to 30 people living with dementia. The multi-award-winning Norwich-based care provider will reopen the site of the former Eastlands care home on Beach Avenue in Taverham, which closed in October 2022. The home will be renamed, reflecting its change of ownership. Initially, there will be 30 bedrooms at the home, all fully furnished with ensuite wet rooms. There will also be large communal living areas, including a conservatory overlooking the gardens, a dining room, and a hairdressing and beauty treatment salon. Up to 30 new jobs will be created at the home, including roles in care, domestic duties, activity planners, maintenance roles, and kitchen staff, as well as a registered home manager. Managing Director Tom Lyons said, "The home will be a fantastic care home when it opens later this year. At a difficult time for care home providers, we're delighted to be able to invest in this home. There is currently a desperate need for specialist care for people living with dementia in Norwich and Norfolk, so we're really pleased to be able to support that demand with a care home specialising in providing dementia care, supporting some of the most vulnerable people in our society." It's hoped that the new home will be open for residents at the end of October.
Norwich firm ABC Taxis, founded in 1994, was acquired by Vizu Group in 2022. The Welsh-based company is the UK's fastest-growing taxi and private hire technology business, with more than 16,000 drivers. More than three-quarters of its 500-strong fleet are now either hybrid or electric vehicles, making it one of the region's leading operators in low-emission transport. Chris Ford, Regional Operations Director for Veezoo, said ABC taxis had been central to Norwich and the wider Norfolk transport network for over three decades. This has continued under Veezoo, and we rebrand the business today. We will continue to deliver the highest levels of service by combining local experience with national capabilities.
A former takeaway in the city suburbs could be demolished under new plans. The application lodged with South Norfolk Council seeks permission to knock down the old Heart of India behind the Heart pub in Cossey. There have been previous attempts to demolish the building, which was originally a function room for the pub, to create more car parking spaces or a new seating area. But these plans were thrown out amid confusion over the connection between the pub and the old takeaway building. The takeaway business shut in 2017 and the building has fallen empty since, falling into considerable disrepair in recent years. The owners argue it would need major and unviable investment to be brought back into use and re-leased to another tenant. The bid to demolish the building has re-emerged after the council confirmed that the takeaway was not lawfully associated with the public house and operated independently. If the new application is approved, demolition works are expected to start this time next year and take a month to complete. The plans will be determined by South Norfolk Council in due course.
Back in 1945, 6 days after he joined the army, Eric Gerald from Blowfield was celebrating VE Day in Norwich. "I remember the occasion very well," he recounts. "I had joined the army on May the 3rd for 6 weeks training at Britannia Barracks, Norwich. On May the 8th, we had reveille at 7 a.m. and then had the day off. On the morning, we attended a service of remembrance on the parade grounds at the barracks. The rest of the day was ours until midnight. I went into the city and it was packed. People were everywhere singing and shouting at each other. I went to the NAFI and after a while, I went home to see my parents and my brother. Around 10 p.m., I walked back to the barracks, which was 20 minutes from my home. I stopped at Mousehold Avenue overlooking the city and everywhere was floodlit by searchlights. One was permanently shining on the cathedral spire and the cockerel on the top was glowing."